All right, go ahead.
Hi, I'm just updating that people are currently mudding up, and that's a technical term, and people should start doing their thing at about 40, so people are gearing up right now.
All right, well, where are people?
I guess the, where?
Yes.
Yeah, the K Street Mall near the information I have, their location.
All right. Would you run that by one more time? We're breaking up a little bit.
Okay. The people are mudding up and getting ready to do their thing at about 40 hour, and they're currently at the K Street Mall near the convention center.
All right. Thank you very much for that report. Some of the mud people getting ready for their action there. Thank you, caller. We have another one?
Uh-huh. It talks about
IMC, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Legal Collective. I'm reporting a report that we've heard that the ribbon-cutting ceremonies have been canceled at Memorial Hall because of safety reasons and will now be held at the convention center. So it seems as though the corporate elite that are roaming around the streets don't feel safe, like they can go outside, and they're all stuck inside their convention center.
Thank you very much for that update, Legal.
Yeah, rock on.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so apparently ribbon-cutting ceremony being changed. Oh, we have another call coming in. IMC, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? All right.
And it seems like that caller didn't come through either. But we do have some people walking into the studio, so maybe they'll sit down and do a little interviews. Of course, all this action, all the way around, of course, the ribbon cut, the latest news, we just heard the ribbon cutting ceremony being, postponed and moved to the convention center, away from the public place that it was, the ribbon cutting ceremony for this ministerial. Now, when we keep talking about ministerial, this is, of course, not an actual official WTO ministerial. It's a shadow meeting that they're trying to not call a WTO ministerial, but there was a WTO ministerial this weekend in Egypt, and that broke down quite the same way that this potentially will break down, in that there's major disagreements, mainly between the United States and Europe, over these issues of agriculture and genetic engineering, to the point where the U.S. has decided to sue the European Union under the WTO laws for violations of what they consider their right to poison the world with this kind of food. We do have a story on that, but let's talk to the people who just walked in. How was your day? Come up to the mic.
Fred from SF Liberation Radio is in the house.
All right. Hey, Fred.
Yeah, hey. Oh, this is the mic. Hey, how are you doing here?
Yeah, just tell us about how your day was.
Okay, tell me, are you guys on radio or just on the internet?
Well, we're on the internet, and apparently there's some people picking us up on the radio, but I don't know about here in Sacramento and rebroadcasting.
Okay. Right. Okay, great. Yeah, well, I just got up here this morning and was at the actions today. Some pretty good speeches as far as rally speeches go. I mean, it's a compelling issue. The more you get into it, the more you see all of, you just really see the underbelly of corporate globalization. And I guess you've publicized some of the stuff that's been going on this afternoon. They're shooting those guns out at people. Taser guns, I guess they call them. And now a lot of the activists are back here regrouping for the next activity. So that's about all I know right now. Everybody's pouring in, but there's probably a wealth of information outside. This event going on this evening should be extremely informative. Food First, Institute for Food and Development Policy from Oakland, and the Pesticide Action Network present Agriculture, Hunger, and Biotechnology. What role do genetically engineered crops have in developing countries? This will be at the Crest Theater, 1013 K Street, Sacramento. Do you know what cross street that's near?
1013 K Street would probably be between blocks 10 and 11.
Okay, so like 10th and 11th, so right down there by the park. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., requested donation $5. Speakers include David B. Hedgewood, counsel to the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Amadou Kanute, Consumers International Office for Africa and Zimbabwe, Martina McLaughlin, UC Davis, Ireland, U.S., Anuradha Mittal, Food First, India, U.S., Sylvia Ribeiro, ETC Group, Uruguay, Mexico, and Christian Verschuren, CropLife International, Belgium. So that'll, you know, this will teach people much more about what's going on with genetically engineered foods and what role it has in corporate globalization and in poverty all over the world.
Thank you very much. Will you, one more time, would you give us time and location for this event?
This is 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. tonight at 1013 K Street, Sacramento, apparently somewhere around 11th and 12th.
Thank you so much.
Okay, great. Keep it up. Is this a new, this is a new IMC here?
No, this is actually several IMCs working collectively here.
Oh, yeah. What's happening? I do a little with San Francisco IMC. I'm not sure if any of my peers have been around here. I know Portland IMC is...
There's a few of us here from the Bay Area. There's Portland. There's Santa Cruz. There's we had calls from San Diego IMC that were out at the Capitol building. Chicago IMC folks.
Wow.
So we're from all over. And Fred, tell us about your micro radio station in San Francisco.
San Francisco Liberation Radio, 93.7 FM in central San Francisco. We just passed our 10th year on the air, practically uninterrupted. We were off the air a few months, I think, in 1999 after a warning letter. But we've been broadcasting to San Francisco for 10 years, and for the past just over a year, we've been broadcasting high over the Castro into central San Francisco, into a into the major listening area there, and it's a mix of everything: radical activism, news, music, DJing, entertainment, all kinds of things. And so we're still going, and we're planning a 10th anniversary party, and we have had some collaborations, and we do play some of the audio from San Francisco Independent Media Center. So
you guys
are linking up with alternative media.
You guys were relaying enemy combatant radio during the war resistance, so you were pretty involved with some of that was going on in the Bay Area.
I wish we were doing that more, but I guess when the issue comes up, we'll be back on. Yeah, that was when the war broke out. We picked up the webcast from the San Francisco Independent Media Center and played it, so that while we had all those hits all around the world on the web, we also had local listeners tuning in, and that adds so much to it because so many people might just find it just by turning on their radio and not have to be tuned into the whole Independent Media Center infrastructure to be able to get it. So we're hoping to do more of that, and trying to get remote broadcasts on and things like that. We're also trying to set up a second transmitter on the west side of the city so we can get the whole city. So we're doing good. We never know how long we're going to be on the air, but we've been on the air for 10 years. I've been on the air for 3 years, so we just keep broadcasting like it's no tomorrow.
I just picked up a new book recently that has got an article from Richard Edmondson in it, founder of Liberation Radio, and it's called Art on the Line. And it's a great collection of essays about artists who have sort of crossed the line and gotten more engaged politically, and the tactics that are used by artists to get their message out. And it's great. It's all throughout, like essays throughout the 20th century and from all over the world. And it was interesting that Richard Edmondson is included in this collection. It's great.
Yeah, Richard was our co-founder, Richard, Keith McHenry, who was also active in Food Not Bombs, and another person in the early 90s, just to get, specifically to get news on about the homeless situation in San Francisco, because it just wasn't covered. I think they started it out of a van just roving around and eventually got a steady location for it. I think that's one of the reasons we're on the air, too. Richard is really eloquent writer and speaker, and he's been a formidable foe to the FCC for their, all of the industry clampdown that goes on, which includes keeping microradio off the air. So I think Richard's taken the lead in us just being, I think the FCC knows they're taking on somebody if they come after us. It's not easy pickings. And so there's been a lot of media activism out of it. I've been trying to keep that up. And some of our other news team have been keeping it up, really broadcasting the stuff about the FCC deregulation and all the corruption around it that's gone on for about the last 9 months.
Well, I was yesterday when I was out in the state capitol parks, someone from the Bay Area that I know had a sign about Clear Channel, but it was his sign said Fear Channel, National Pentagon Radio. And they wouldn't let him into the park with that sign.
What park?
Just this park that's part of the state capitol.
Oh, right here.
Yeah. And apparently they were yesterday, because there wasn't a permit for people. They couldn't carry signs to express themselves. A little bit of a limiting of expression yesterday as well as today. And I don't know if you're just coming from the park now, but I was witnessing people getting targeted and police attacking some of the black bloc and dragging people out with plastic handcuffs. So that's kind of a little bit of the update of what's going on today.
That was really wild. I was able to see some of that, and it was definitely targeting people.
Yeah.
It was so weird because it was just a group of people, that was sitting down. One of the targets I saw was that encirclement of people sitting down. Did you get to witness that at all? Or?
Well, I left. I'd been through so many of these things that when I saw them close off all the exits and tell the person to make an announcement over the bullhorn, I knew what was next, and so I went around the other corner, and so I didn't exactly see it. No, but it sounded like a planned attack that they just did. Well, they wanted to attack the people they call the Black Bloc and the Black Clothes for whatever reasons, but it seemed like they just wanted to clear the park. They didn't want activists in there after the rally, and they were using this technicality that there was no permit for a rally, even though no one was rallying or anything. Everybody was just sitting there, and I guess the activists were feeling like I walked away and got on the other side and saw that every street was blocked off by cops. Every single one was blocked off by cops, so that if you were to walk away in any direction, you had to walk right through them. And so that's always a signal that there's going to be something like that happening.
Have you seen much of Free Speech TV at all, or have you had a chance to view that at all?
Not at all, no.
Oh, it's incredible. And the thing is I think really the most important reason they attack the Black Bloc is, if you see footage of the protests around the world, the Black Bloc is a part of a universal protest. And they, when you look at the footage of videos around the world, you see people who look like they would be in your hometown protesting, and they look like the Black Bloc that's doing that. And so I think it's a real crackdown to try to stop a universal movement. And they know that it's a universal movement with the Black Bloc, that this is a movement that is around the globe, that people are just trying. They're educating themselves, they're liberating themselves, and they know this. And so to go after this group of people who are going to be the knowledgeable ones, they're going to be the ones who are informed, they're going to be the ones who are demonstrating and doing a lot of work towards liberating us all. I think that was my personal opinion, that yes, they did target them and were going after.
Well, that's exactly what happened in San Francisco the first days of the San Francisco Media Center, and us had enemy combatant radio playing, and so I didn't see the one incident, but we heard it live because people were just calling in from cell phones and saying what was going on. But the Black Bloc was marching down Market Street with a host of other people. They were in solidarity with International Action Center, the international answer, not normally walking together, but as soon as they split off, as soon as they got towards 6th Street, where one of the federal buildings was, police just jumped down and trounced them. And then, of course, you know, said that they were going after the building. But, I mean, nobody knows what they were going after, if anything, because they hadn't gotten anywhere yet. So that's, and there's been articles in the, just in the major paper in San Francisco during wartime, just saying that they were targeting Black Bloc and saying that they were monitoring San Francisco Indy Media Center. And, I mean, authorities do that as a matter of course anyway. So you can see they're trying to blare these scare tactics the newspapers and then equating them with anarchists, which they're almost making mainstream America think is like just...
I would like to say then, definitely if you have the opportunity, check out Free Speech TV and see that these people are very strong individuals who are a part of a global movement who I want to give kudos to for not backing down on their beliefs and continuing to do this great work of becoming medics, handing out care, informing others, and doing media and doing as much as they can to make sure the word's out.
I think we got some media on the line right now from Seattle, if they're still on the line. Okay.
So we have a call.
Okay, caller, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, we can all hear you. It's a question. It's a question for the program.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, I just wanted to ask a few questions. One is, from the people that were down in the, you know, the park area near the Capitol, I was wondering, what exactly is the ratio of cops to just normal, you know, people down there right now?
Repeat the question. Someone here in the studio is going to repeat the question.
Yeah, the question was the ratio of cops to protesters, and my guess...
Hello?
I don't know if you can hear me through this microphone, but... the ratio of cops to protesters was maybe about twice as many protesters this time today as cops, I would say. And there were maybe this is a rough guess, but 3,000 to 4,000 protesters in the state capitol park there in front of the Capitol building. And
I think there were far more.
More.
I disagree.
Yeah.
I stood for one point, and I think the line passed me, and it was like 15 minutes long. You know, it was a really big march. I'd have to say there was at least 8,000.
Okay, yeah, I got there a little after the march, so I didn't see the length of that. And the people were pretty scattered, but as far as police presence, I would say, yeah, it looked to me like kind of like half as many of the protesters.
Yeah, it's the same thing in San Francisco. They're trying to revive these misdemeanors they charge all the protesters with and blaming them for bankrupting the city. But the number of police to the number of protesters is totally out of proportion. And it seems like they're almost paranoid of a breakaway march. Like they have every street. They have every street in that whole area blocked down, and they have central intelligence and just wiring intelligence from one to the other or whatever, you know, just in case, like, you know, one group were to break away and start rallying somewhere without a permit or something like that. So the presence has nothing to do with any imminent threat, I don't think, of anything going on. It just has a lot to do, I think, with that this is a federal and international, and they've just loaded. They've just loaded down all the troops, and they're probably getting direction from the federal side of the troops.
Where's our caller from? Are you still there? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm here in Portland listening to the stream.
Great.
And
thanks for tuning
in. The other question I wanted to ask is, at what point was it that the police actually seemed to be getting more aggressive with their tactics? I mean, was it after the march was over when people were kind of dispersing, or was it...
No, there were intimidation tactics used throughout the march. Constantly walking up to the park, there were police running in riot gear down the street. There were cops riding through the park when people were passing along the park, on motorcycles along the protesters. There were cops standing, pointing rubber bullet guns at the people who were in this fabulous parade, handing out strawberries to each other, giving each other water, and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah.
And this is during the march. They're pointing their weapons at people that are marching.
Yes, pointing weapons at people who were marching during the march. There was a lot of intimidation and aggression shown. And that was what was so amazing about seeing people on the lawn playing frisbee in front of these people who were standing tight one by one by one. That was what was so amazing, was to see the strength and bravery and just the absolute raw inner strength. Yeah.
We have to take a caller. We have to take another call.
Well,
all right, I'm C.
Yeah, can I talk to Magpie, please?
I'm sorry, this is the wrong number for that. You have to try the welcome center line for that. This is the IMC reporting line.
Okay, what's the welcome center number?
The welcome center number is 916-930-0938.
930-0938.
That's
remember,
it.
0938.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Is our caller from Portland still there?
The caller from Portland may or may not still be there. We have no idea.
Are you there?
Let's see. Well, I just go into what I was experiencing, because I came kind of just as the march was over. And as I was just getting to the park in front of the Capitol building, it was very tense, and I couldn't really get directly through, and they kept sending me down different streets, and I kept trying to use a pass to get through them, and finally I went through a parking garage, and that worked to get around them, so I didn't have to walk down many blocks out of the way. But the mood was really tense, and then when I got to the front of the Capitol building, there was a bit of time there. I got to hang out, and it was kind of peaceful, and the frisbees were going, and the drummer circles were going. And then the Black Bloc had this tactic where they would just like run off and kind of play this game with the whole mobilization of police to make them chase them around the corner, and making them think, I guess, that something was up around the corner. And it was it's kind of funny to watch, like, you know, the anarchist method of, there's no one, you know, no one organizing them. They just run off in any direction they want. And, to get all of these police forces, the sheriffs, the state, the feds, whatever, I don't know how many different factions of them there are, but to get them all mobilized to like run after just one small group of people is pretty funny to watch. And it was already pretty tense. And then that kind of triggered this whole other moment where they surrounded some of the Black Bloc there. And
seems like the biggest group is the CHP, the California Highway Patrol. Uh-huh. Have you seen it that same way?
I only got a close view of like sheriff's groups and
I have an announcement to make.
Sure.
There was an announcement that the ribbon cutting ceremony had been canceled for later today. It has not been canceled. It has been moved inside. It has been moved inside. So everybody, yes. apparently, there's a whole lot of threatening figures running around the city in riot gear, shooting people with tasers. They decided to have the ribbon cutting ceremony inside.
Oh, okay.
Away from these individuals. Away from them.
Anyway, just. That little break there. Please continue.
Okay. So where were we at? So yeah, I just saw then that there's a really interesting moment where the police were surrounding this very small group, maybe 12 Black Bloc people sitting on the lawn in a circle, and I think they were like maybe they were going after particular people to pull them out or something. And as soon as that happened, everyone from even, you know, just kind of your family-oriented people rushed over to see what was going on and surrounded all the cops that had just surrounded the small group of Black Bloc people, and they were all shouting, "Let them go, let them go," and it was a really beautiful moment. And I thought, this is going to get really, really interesting with, a group of riot gear outfitted cops surrounding the small group of anarchists, and then here's a whole group of kind of your normal level of protesters surrounding these riot gear cops, and then And then a whole nother level of police and sheriffs and, you know, the SUVs were driving up and the motorcades were, motorcycles were kind of trying to partition people apart and separate people. And maybe you saw something.
I wanted to add to that, that what had happened was that they made a half a triangle formation.
Mm-hmm,
they brought
right.
in about 200 cops extra. They were side by side, and they made this triangle formation along the park. And so at this point, they'd cordoned off the people who were surrounding the cops, shouting, let them go, away from the rest of the crowd. And they were physically assaulting people who tried to get through that line in order to be a part of the crowd. So they tried to stop the amount of people who surrounded the police right there. And they were successful at that, because they were actually shoving them and getting, assaulting people. And, at one point, I had the displeasure of being assaulted by one of these cops. But he turned his back, and I got over. And so then I actually got to up to the front circle where the confrontation took place. And I was able to see that the black bloc was in a very tight circle. They had formed
locked arms.
They were hunched over. I believe at some points they've been being hit. I am not you know, as tall as like 8 feet or something. If I was like 8 feet tall,
you're just 7'5" or something.
7'5", yeah. But if I were 8 feet tall, I would have been able to tell whether or not the tasers that I heard constantly going off had been hitting them. But I wasn't able to see that. Cops then rushed the crowd that was around them with pepper spray and tasers. People did rush away to get gear, rushed back in, and they refused to be moved. And there was a lot of people who were ready and had their gear already on who refused to move, even though I could hear the sound of tasers going off. I don't know any further information about that, but there was definitely taser sounds and pepper. Mm. I think it was pepper spray. There was some kind of misting spray going on, and I believe there was they had their guns out. The people, because they were so strong in that, in the front lines, they just kept advancing on the cops at that point and pushing them back and say, let them go, and pushing back. And the cops kept stepping further and further back because they had already released the weapons that they had to use against the crowd, and the crowd was not backing down from protecting these people who'd been sitting there in the park. And as the crowd pushed up against the cops, there were cops, they were so disorganized that some cops thought, oh, well, I should be pushing forward and not letting them in. And other cops were stepping back. And finally, the cops who were trying to push forward, got the orders, no, you're supposed to be retreating now. You need to retreat. And so the crowd pushed forward and surrounded the group with locked arms and actually had them unarrested at this point. At the point that the unarrest took place, one of the women had seen a piece of plastic, a crushed plastic bottle, lying on the ground. Oh, this woman leaned forward to grab it off of the ground when a cop who was about 100 feet away, maybe a little bit less, but definitely a good distance apart from her, saw her bending down to grab it. He rushed forward, even though she was bent over, and grabbed her by her hair. At this point, people surged forward again. More tasers were released, and there was pushing and shoving the people. The people stood firm. Drums were gotten out at this point. People started chanting, no, you go back. No, you move back. And the people proceeded forward, banging drums and chanting and pushed the police off of this line, off the grass, and into the sidewalk and past the second part of the sidewalk. Now a strange triangle had been formed at this point on the lawn by the police barricade. At the point that the triangle was formed, people still sat down in the grass around there, socialized, enjoyed the sunny afternoon after the crowd dispersed, and there were many people still sitting in that area. That is at the point, the only point, that Fox News was there to videotape. Fox News had been off in another quarter of the city when the march was going on, and now Fox News is over to get this information, the information of these people being assaulted, and to skew the public perspective on what was going on.
Just what they came for. They were
waiting for
at the moment. But we should put this back in context, in that all this was a permitted rally on the steps of the Capitol that was only volatile in the sense of enthusiasm and of talking about how bad this biotech industry is for people's lives all over the world, followed by a permitted march in a rectangle all around the center, followed by the march ending and people going and sitting down in the park. So there was nothing. It wasn't like they blocked the building and wouldn't let the delegates in and wouldn't let this thing in, or like somebody broke a window or started a fight. Nothing like that.
Nobody chanting even.
I want to kind of express that
so
this was...
They couldn't give up. They couldn't give a dispersal order because there was nothing to disperse. It was just, you know, people were sitting back in that park. It wasn't even a rally or anything like that.
Oh,
it was just the end of a permitted rally.
It was totally fun. Everyone was in really good spirits. It was, as the Sacramento Bee referred to it yesterday, it was like a Mardi Gras celebration. Everybody was partying. Nobody was getting drunk. Nobody was getting high. Nobody was doing anything illegal, but it was a party, and spirits were up. Sounds like we have a caller coming in.
So, yeah, I just wanted to say that was like one really small part of this whole thing today, and I also don't want to blow it up into like this was, you know, there was a whole other thing going on, and this was one small section of this park, and yet the whole atmosphere was really loaded with tension because there were so many armed police around this park, and they were following the march so closely, like not letting people, you know, get out of this very narrow corridor that they had created for the march.
Hold on, I'm gonna have to call you back. I'm sorry.
All right, so we have a report. Hopefully that'll be coming right back in. Someone who is actually inside the circle going to give us a call and give us an update on that.
Okay. At the Capitol building? Or?
That's correct.
Oh, great.
Great.
Okay. So.
I did want to make two points, though. I want to again talk about the hilariousness of this triangle formation that was left, and the fact that after a while the cops realized how ridiculous they looked having cordoned off an area of the park that wasn't protecting any of the ministerial people, wasn't protecting anybody. It was just an intimidation tactic, and they were left standing there as people continued to just sit and socialize and realized finally they formed into circles and huddles and then rushed away. But first they did the first the circles and huddles, and then they sat in their military formulations, which is the militarization of our police force, definitely was at work today. And the other thing I want to say is that out of the 200 cops I saw, there was two women cops, and that these men were attacking this woman in this brutal fashion. And so, of course, there was a lot of when that second incident happened, it was a total physical male assault against this woman for no reason. She was picking up litter. She was picking up litter out of the park.
Yeah, very tense moment there. It was also pretty interesting to see the people, because it was in all these cops in the midst of all these sort of festive people and big crowd of people that are out there, and they were all mocking the police. It was really a funny moment, you know, the chants that were going against the police, and I'm sure that just kind of added to the tension because they were kind of surrounded by so many people. And, it got the adrenaline going with everyone, I think. And, it could have got, yeah, it was, I, at one point I wanted to get out of that triangle because you really weren't sure what was going to happen next, whether they were the police were going to panic and rush in and do something even more stupid than what they had already done. It was hard to tell, so...
They made the mistake of pushing me.
We heard some reports that a lot of the presence there was actually multi-jurisdictional, that there was sheriffs represented, that there was police represented, many different areas of law enforcement. Really, which of those law enforcement groups were the ones that were really involved with it? Was it really just the city police and riot gear? Did you see any other... sheriffs or anything that were involved with that?
Yeah, it was like kind of I think it was the sheriffs in the tan. I really didn't look at people's badges too much to find out who was who, but I think it's the tan uniformed people that are the sheriffs, and they're the ones who created the lines, the triangular lines to kind of section this whole scene off from the rest of the protesters. And but I have to say, one of the funny things that I saw today was the new riot gear on bicycles, and this was also, I think, a sort of a posse of sheriff's posse on bicycles, and like kind of this sort of half riot gear stuff that makes it kind of like really like they're like mechanical toys riding down the street, and this sort of all this plastic and helmeted gear and all. It was very funny.
Who was that bunch that kind of jumped out? I don't think they were marked. There were federal people marked, federal something. But then this high-energy bunch jumped out. It seemed like they kind of had white or grayish windbreakers and black, and they weren't marked. But they were really jockish. I don't know where they jumped off of, but they came running into it. Was a
the
new
ones
look.
With the full breast pads, and that was all black stuff, but it doesn't sound like the group you're talking about.
No, you saw them. It was more like whitish and grayish with some black.
Yeah, I saw them. I don't know.
That was a whole
I didn't
new
have any idea about
one.
Them. Yeah, and I saw quite a few of them. I saw the brown coats and the blue coats and the black coats.
Maybe.
But... And it's funny, you know, this is a really stupid point, but isn't it funny to see all these men dressed in black attacking these other men dressed in black because they're dressed in black? Is it like this like thing like, we got the black. No, we got the black because we actually do have the black.
What you said is true. There was a lot of that in San Francisco the first days of the war. I mean, cops, you know, guy cops just beating up on women for no reason. And there's that's always gone on. In
you know, maybe
oh,
this new
thing.
Faction you but, saw, Fred, was the picnic storm poopers.
But no, it's been really bad for biotech. I'm not surprised because it's been really bad all along for biotech. Like a few years ago, 3-4 years ago, you'd have all this stuff around just for industry conferences where there was, you know, maybe 100 people or a couple hundred people coming out to protest, and they'd be like, arresting people who were going in to speak that were against genetically modified foods and all of that. We saw preemptive arrests in St. Louis about a month ago where they just targeted all the activists ahead of time and arrested them going to the conference.
They arrested puppets there too, didn't they?
In Boston a few years ago, and I think other places too, they were... Apparently, some law enforcement agency kept sending around films of Seattle WTO and claiming that they had intelligence that this same stuff was coming on. So that's where the, I guess, one agency sends another thing to another agency, and then they have ability to do all that planning. But it's an industry-related thing with biotech, without a doubt. I mean, I don't know that somebody told me as a fact, but... They've just been heavily protecting this industry from any scrutiny at all because it just seems to have absolutely no leg to stand on. And the more people look into it, it's just a house of horrors at every level all over the world. It's it's underbelly of the whole economy besides that we're the whole economies of countries all over the world and the whole future of all these trade agreements, you know, along with the fact that they're poisoning us with the foods we eat, just so that these few companies can retain control and cut down on their production costs a little bit.
There's no doubt about the California fat cats are like all like really really excited about this biotech agriculture, and all the money that could come out of this and be invested in this and a whole new wave of kind of like they got to find something to replace the dot-com economy that collapsed. So I think this is their big hope, and I don't know if they realize how little chance
that is
they
in
have.
The Bay Area, isn't it? I heard they're going after biotechnology, but we've got you know, it's just so bad that foreign aid, and of course there's more foreign aid because of this war going all over the place. We have Zambia, we have the Gambia pleading to have food aid but not have it be genetically modified foods, and they haven't decided whether to take it or not. There was a shipment stopped forcibly outside of the Philippines. Greenpeace might have been involved with that at the same time that the U.S. illegally sent forces in there. They tried to ship foods there. And the U.S. is working really hard to undermine Brazil's non-GMO food supply because the European Union's getting all their business, the increase in their business from Brazil, while the U.S. is losing business. And Bush just challenged the European Union's ban on genetically modified foods as being against the WTO, being against these corporations' right to make unlimited profits. So this, you know, the actual fights are going on worldwide. And when we read the newspapers, they always say that there's not much dissent here in the United States, but there was just a campaign a few weeks ago where people were in coordinated efforts out in front of hundreds of supermarkets all over the country, and activists have already gotten the more upscale stores like Trader Joe's and what's that one, Whole Foods, I think, and another one to agree to get genetically modified foods out of the foods they produce themselves.
Yeah, so, Trader Joe's, I know, went along with that, but I'm not sure about Whole Foods. That might be a labeling thing, like they've agreed to.
They've agreed
just
to
the stuff
in,
that's labeled.
Yeah, in principle. So this fight's going on at every level, but activists are having much more success starving the companies out by making it difficult for them to sell their foods, and also by discovering the problems with their foods as soon as they can. You know, there's going to be legal pressures on these companies. And countries all over the world already have their corn supply, what do they call it, cross-pollinated, you know, infected by the GMOs that were originally, I think the USDA just let this crop of, what is it called, Starlink?
Starlink corn,
Starlink corn. It was the government found it was not fit for human consumption, but tried to give the companies a little way out by saying you can use it in animal feed. And it's been found in the supplies of food stamps all over the countries all over the world.
Take a phone call update here.
Taco Bell's corn chop.
So someone see you on the air.
Hello, this is IMC.
Yeah, hey, I'm with people taking over 13th Street. The police are giving an order to disperse. I'm coming up with that. Notice I've got a particular crowd right now.
I'm having trouble hearing you. Can you speak, say that again? Hello?
As you can tell, it's a little hectic over here. We're now turning east on I Street, close to clear the roads, and people are back in the streets again, and the cops are chasing after us up the CHP with their sticks drawn. A lot of people are all...
So, I don't know, that was hard to hear all of what was going on.
It sounded like that a group of people were being chased. I didn't get anything about a number, but they mentioned J Street and I Street apparently getting chased down. I heard that police had batons out.
Well, you could hear the sirens in the background.
Definitely hear the sirens. If anyone has any information on that, please give us a call.
Yeah, let's give our phone number out.
The number is 916-470-6961. An action going on down J Street and I Street.
Okay.
Yeah. That was pretty heavy sounding. Yeah, that was a little overwhelming to listen to.
Well, yeah, definitely the sirens and everything. The caller sounded pretty frantic.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll be able to get us back.
Maybe they can call back. In the meantime, I just wanted to go back to what Fred was talking about, because he had brought. I'm sorry, Sierra.
I just wanted to say that my thoughts are with these people, and hopefully none of them will end up in the hospital tonight.
Yeah, so if you're out there, be safe. Try not to get surrounded in a situation. It's always good to watch your back and not have the police lines kind of close you in, because you're not really sure how they're going to react. They kind of go with the adrenaline that's out there.
I just looked at that map. I and J Streets are right close to where, or could be close to where the ribbon cutting had been canceled and then was supposed to happen inside. It may have something to do with that. Okay. We'll just have to wait, though, for more information.
Josh, what was this ribbon cutting thing about? What was going on there? Do you know any details of what the hell? What the hell are they initiating down there?
Here we go. She's got this radio.
It looks like it's the Corporate Trade Expo Grand Opening, Ribbon Cutting and Reception. So
let's take this call real quick.
Expo Grand Opening.
IMC, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, I'm with the March, the Mud People March. We are now trapped at the corner of I and 11th. The police are not letting us move in either direction, any direction. So we're sort of masked up on the corner of the sidewalk. We've got motorcycle cops blocking our way from getting into the street. We've got motorcycle cops blocking our route.
About how many of you are there?
There's probably about 75 mud people and another 150 or 200 people supporting the action. We were on our way to the ribbon cutting ceremony, walking down K Street when the police started getting a little aggressive, walking our march forward on K Street, and now we're pretty much boxed in. We've got horse cops to the east, motorcycle cops to the north, bicycle cops all around us, and we're sort of just parking lot on the corner of I and 11th Street. It doesn't look like we're going anywhere. We're pretty much boxed in over here.
What's the mood of the police around here? What are they like?
Well, here, do you want to take a listen to the crowd?
Yes.
Very festive. People of the earth, rise up, rise up. The mud people are chanting and drumming and carrying energy and power from the earth straight to the destination. We were trying to get up there so they could see us, hear us. We've been herded like cows.
How close
corner.
Are you now?
What's that?
How close are you to the ceremony?
Well, we're on the corner of 11th and I. We were on K Street making our way towards the convention center. Looks like they're letting people out who want to go out the south side. They're not holding us all in anymore, but there's definitely a large collection of police growing every minute. I see now 5 of the SUVs with riot police officers, a couple of the big vans, and we're just drumming and chanting, holding space here. The earth people are all gathered together in a circle, the mud people chanting.
So the police are just blocking right now?
What's that?
The police are just blocking right now?
What's that?
The police are just blocking access right now?
Yeah, I believe so. I don't think we can get people in or out of here. Horse cops are coming around. Now we've got a couple squads of riot cops running up the I Street towards us. Police are making some sort of announcement over the PA, but I can't really hear them from where I'm at. Try to get a little closer, see if I can hear what's going on.
Yes.
Not terribly loud. They're making an announcement that they might use chemical weapons on us here. Do you hear that enough? They're making an announcement over the PA.
I did not get
that. They're less lethal weapons.
Are they ordering to disperse?
think that is the idea, and it seems like most people aren't making that choice to disperse right now. A lot of people are, but there's a lot of riot. There's even more now coming from the west. Was that an order to disperse? Is that what he was saying?
Yeah.
They're making the order to disperse. It seems like the mud people are holding down, though. They don't want to move. It's getting a little tense.
Are you,
a lot of riot cops lined up around here.
How many cops would you estimate?
Oh, God. Let me try to give you an estimate. I'm looking to the east, and I see at least 50, 75.
Give us your location one more time.
There's dozens more on horses by here. There's a 25 or more on four buses just pulled up. Oh, wow, check that out. Two buses, two empty city buses just pulled up. Presuming those are for us, we decide to stick around.
You said the mud people are locking down there, about 75 of you?
Well, people have dispersed, obeying the order. The mud people are holding together in the center here on the corner, getting close, just chanting, singing on the ground with their hands on the pavement, making a motion to the earth. Doesn't look like they want to go anywhere.
Do you see any weapons in the police officer's hands? What sort of weapons do you see?
Well, let's see. Trying to get a view of the riot cops is kind of hard because we got this squad of bicycle cops in between us. They're a little bit further away, but, I'm imagining it's the same thing we've been seeing all weekend, rubber bullets and tear gas, although they haven't used any of that yet, but they've been showing it to us all weekend. Yeah, there's at least 100 riot cops to the west of us right now on I Street. I don't know what's going on right now. We're getting a little bit energy, a little bit here. Here, I'm gonna let you listen to the chanting for a little bit.
I'm gonna take another call. You hear the sound up at I Intensity? Apparently, no people are locked down. They're surrounded by police. They're going to take another call. IMC, you're on the air. Hello?
Hey, we're at the ribbon cutting, or what will be the ribbon cutting ceremony place. And, actually, I was just calling to ask you a question, but if you want me to give a report, I guess we can do that too.
Do you see any, are there any, how many protesters are down there right now?
Right now, I just got here and I see about 20 to 30 people in the front of the building, protesters that is. I do see a bunch of other beefy white guys with sunglasses with camcorders. They look like undercover cops. And I have seen also another group of four people dressed as protesters, but they definitely look very suspicious to me. And I see a bunch of other protesters walking the block. So there's a sense of anticipation in the air.
Not a heavy police presence, though?
Not that I can see at the moment, but they're just all over. Actually, right now I see some mounted cops on horseback.
Okay.
I got a question quick. Do you know much what they're ceremonying about, why they're cutting this ribbon? Is it just for the conference in general?
Actually, I don't know the details.
They're not letting you close to it, are they?
I just got here, so I'm actually trying to figure out where exactly the ceremony might take place. I also heard a rumor that it might have been canceled.
Nick's on that. It's definitely taking place. It will be inside. It's been changed to inside.
Right, okay. Got it.
Thank you, caller. We're going to take this next call. Please keep us updated.
Okay, no problem.
IMC, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? All right. We, several calls from people, and in different areas. Some protesters up at the building where the ribbon cutting ceremony is to take place. Apparently, appears to be some surveillance up there, but other than that, no heavy police presence. However, down the road, a march, including the Mud People, that was on its way to that ribbon cutting ceremony, surrounded by riot cops on both sides. They may be letting some people go to the south. There was an order to disperse under threat of chemical weapons. But the Mud People and maybe others are locking down. Hopefully we'll have another update on that very soon.
Taser gun that everyone's talking about. This is the first I heard about that one.
50 volts.
Oh, it's a...
It's 50,000 volts, I'm sorry, of electricity. It's extremely... It's a yellow... Looks like a yellow toy gun.
Are those long guns that they were holding? Or,
they're short guns. They're like they almost... They're really wide... And ridged, but not super wide. How big? Like, if it was this big.
They look like a toy pistol.
Yeah,
no,
like a toy pistol.
I didn't see that. I saw cops standing up over when the march was going around the street up high. And there was this long, thin kind of a gun. It looked like out of a science fiction movie. It kind of had some green, lime greenish that was shining out or whatever. Scary looking, because I'm sure it had something real in it, but it just looked like the space age.
That's a rubber bullet gun, or it could be
concrete bullet gun. Yeah,
It's and the yellow taser thing is pretty scary too, and the chemical weapons. But I don't know. It's kind of funny because
all right, we have another call coming in. Let's take this call real quick.
I think so.
IMC, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, I'm with the group. We're moving north on 11th Street now. The lawful police department. I am giving you a law order for sure. The latest news. I'm sorry. Moving north to 11th Street, trying to obey the lawful order to disperse. They basically told us that if we didn't disperse, that they were going to use less lethal weapons, including chemical agents and electrical devices, and that people who stuck around would be subject to serious injury and arrest. This despite the fact that they said earlier in the week, my understanding was anyways, that they weren't going to use any chemical agents on... So we're being hurt.
All right, I think we're losing that call. Apparently, the group of protesters moving, being forced northbound on 11th Street, you heard that order to disperse.
Hey. I caught some of that, but I didn't hear all of what was going on.
Hopefully they'll get back with us there.
So, yeah, I said they've changed their tune about not using chemical agents. It's bad enough. Yeah, we were just talking about some of those new guns. You know, they're using them on our food, and they're using them to control us protesting it on our food.
Isn't that interesting?
It's probably all made by Monsanto.
Yeah, the Monsanto gene gun. You bet. Little bits of viral promoters, as they say. Well, hey, we're heading back to our little mountain hideaway in the Carpathians.
The Bat Cave?
Yeah, the Bat Cave. Right. Yeah, so I just wanted to shout out to everybody who's listening and to everybody here. It was a fucking great time. Everybody rocks. And,
we'll
you know,
miss you.
Yeah, hi to John Poindexter out there. Hope the file's growing. And fuck the FCC, always. All right.
All right, on that note... Let's get our next update here.
All right, we had a great crew down here from the Carpathian Mountains.
Hey, I'm on 16th and J, and there's like 100 riot cops here. They just surrounded everyone. Everyone is now surrounded.
You said 15th and J?
16th and J.
One more time?
16th and J.
Okay, great.
All right, are the cops carrying weapons? Are they threatening?
The cops are carrying sticks. They're carrying weapons. Okay, now... the march is just turn around on the sidewalk and they're marching away. Away.
Which direction? Southbound?
We're heading towards... We're heading towards I.
Okay.
All right. The cops are forcing me in that direction.
What?
That was the fucking police.
What did you...
You're breaking up a little bit.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Yes, we're here.
Hello?
Yeah, we're listening.
Hello?
Okay, we've got...
All right.
Motorcycle. The cops are lining up now.
All right. This is,
we're losing that.
Gorilla technology here. We're trying to hear everything you're saying, but we only got some of it.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Or is it just my phone?
No, that's much better right now.
Okay, well, that's because I took my mask off. Okay, the cops are following us up the street. We're now marching towards I. The cops are marching behind us.
Okay.
Are they pushing you forward, or are they following?
They're following.
But how many are in your march?
How many are in our march? 100, maybe 200, no, 100.
And the cops behind you? How many?
Don't get blocked in. Yes, the cops are behind us.
How many?
We're all still on the sidewalk.
Wow.
So what's...
We are, I think this is a convention center. It's a big brick building.
Right.
We're circling this big brick building now.
Thank you, caller. I'm going to take another call. Please keep us updated.
Okay.
Hello, I'm seeing you on the air.
Yeah, hey, I'm with the group that's living north on 11th. They just dragged this naked person into the pavement, and they're arresting him right now. And he's naked on the blacktop. They're threatening us with their tasers. They've got the riot cops pushing us back. They've been asking us to disperse and stay on the sidewalk, and we've been on the sidewalk the whole time. And they just came into the sidewalk and grabbed a naked person out of the group, and now he's pissed down on the pavement with... God, here's the sheriff again.
Can you repeat that announcement?
Go away!
So they're telling us to disperse again, but we can't go anywhere. We can't go forward, we can't go back, we're split. We can't go to the side. They're saying disperse, but what does disperse mean when they're surrounded by cops?
So they're
saying they're risking serious injury by... But yet, we can't go and face.
Oh, no!
And they grabbed one of the naked mud people out of the group, and now he's on the ground, face down. I'm facing this. Well, how can I disperse? Where am I supposed to...
Are there any other people being grabbed?
No, this is the one person who got grabbed. I'm not really sure what they want us to do. They're letting us move north. I don't know. I guess I'm going into this line. Okay, they're letting me move forward. Okay, so now I'm with a bigger group of people. They're still telling us to disperse. I guess we're going to continue north. It's the only thing we can do. They won't let us go east or west at any point in time.
You're being directed north?
We're being directed north on 11th. We just passed 11th and G, and we're going north. And they just grabbed somebody here at the corner, and they're in both sides of the street, and not letting us go anywhere except for north. And they keep saying this is a lawful order to disperse. We'll be subject to chemical weapons. Now here I am at the north on 11th and F, and there's that way too. So like now maybe we're totally boxed in, and I don't understand what that means, but they keep saying to disperse. So, anyway, here we are.
Okay.
Not really sure what to say.
I'm going to take the next call. Please keep us updated.
Okay, cool. Right on.
Okay, we lost that next call. Apparently, several... couple of groups of protesters being isolated. We are on 11th Street and on 15th Street being surrounded and forced in certain directions. All right, let's take this call here. IMC, you're on the air.
Hey, okay, so we are right next to the Memorial Auditorium, and the Black Bloc are being corralled. There's huge numbers of riot cops. And also the mud block, the 40 naked people covered in mud and seed, are surrounded and being fucked with Iron 11. We're wondering if you have any more information as well, what's happening.
We received a report of another group on 15th Street being surrounded and forced in the
middle
as well.
That's where we are.
All right.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay, bye.
Thank you for the update.
What?
IMC, you're on the air. Hello?
Is this Indie Media?
Yes.
Hi, I have a report from the street on the Mud People action. Have you already got one?
Yes, we have, but please give us some information.
Okay, well, we had a really calm, small event, which was they sent a lot of riot cops from all directions and were very aggressively. People got on the sidewalk, and they continued to run motorcycle sirens, and they now have them completely encircled. At, where, do we know where they are exactly? Between 11th and 12th.
Have you seen any incidents of arrests or any police violence?
Have we seen arrests of police violence? Not yet. I think we need to move from this location because of these two happy guys across the street. This way?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, sorry, we're trying to get out of a situation here.
Describe it as you go.
Violence, we have not seen that. All we've seen is massive deployment. We also, after that action, the pagan cluster went back north, and massive police, a lot of the heavy armament went east on J, as if they were going after something else. We don't know what that is, and there are currently 50 riot cops at J and 12 blocking it in the intersection. Basically, this action did a really good job, even though it was just a few people. It did a great job of getting the police to block off a lot of streets and cause a lot of traffic, which they did very quickly. So that might be something to say.
You're blocked from proceeding down J Street towards the ribbon cutting, is that correct?
Well, it's not clear that that's where they were trying to get to. The pagan cluster did not announce where they were going to go.
All right, thank you very much.
So we're not really sure if they achieved their goal or not. They may have. So you shouldn't. But they did get really overreacting police response to some, like, dancing people, you know.
Describe that response for us.
Aggressive, militaristic, and blocking people's freedom of speech and right to assembly. I mean, it was very, very calm little action, and, you know, there were just sirens and coming from everywhere. They were, like, drowned out. The drums were drowned out by the motorcycle sirens, and they've now been encircled. And they had, you know, horses and motorcycles and bike cops pushing up against them. And, you know, somewhere in the vicinity, which I would say clearly over 50 cops in riot gear and more, like, converging on them in cars. And they had that tank, those that kind of tank thing. And now we can see, we are now on I, looking east, and I can't see very much here, but there is something's happening down there, which I think is not the mud people. People are on 11th, and, sorry, 11th and maybe, what street, go up, okay, that was, I know, but they're on like H or something. The mud people are on 11th, between G and H, and there is something else big happening on between like 13th and 14th, right around there.
All right. Thank you, caller. I'm going to take the next call. Please keep us updated.
Okay, great. Okay, bye.
Yeah. Okay, just lost that next call. You're hearing the reports, groups of people being surrounded there, 11th and J, and between I and J, groups of some of the small demonstrations being surrounded. We have reports of some of the mob people being forcibly moved. No reports yet on some of the groups further down J Street, though.